Hello, I'm Peter Selby from Cornell University in New York. I'm the BRAPI Project Coordinator, and I'm here to tell you about the BRAPI Project, a standard API specification for plant breeding data. Breeding is an area of agricultural research focused on developing better crops and livestock. Objectives can vary from higher yields to better flavor to resistance from drought or disease. But the overall goal is to improve the food we grow and support the global population. Public breeding research is in the middle of a digital renaissance right now. New open source applications for data collection, storage, and analysis are being built and used every day. But due to a lack of data standards, breeding programs are accumulating large silos of data with no efficient way to share that information with the rest of the global community. As public breeding keeps pushing its way into the modern era, we are facing more issues with software and data management. We need more automation of complex breeding processes and less manual data management. We need more data sharing and interoperability and less data silos and restricted data access. And we need more shared software and computational resources and less duplicated software development efforts. Many of the system integrations we see in today's breeding software domain rely on manual data transfer. Manually transferring data from one system or tool to another can take a lot of effort and is prone to human error. In this diagram, we can see an example of manual data transfer where a user is required to export from one system, usually into an Excel or CSV file, manually transport that data from one system to another, and then import it into the second system. This process can be slow and error-prone. There might be manual edits and format changes as the export file and import template may be slightly different. The BRAPI project was designed and built to improve the quality of data exchange and enhance software integration within the breeding community. BRAPI is a standard, RESTful, web service API specification for communicating plant breeding data. This standardized specification solves the need for a semantic standard and a syntactic standard. The semantic piece is contained in a set of JSON schema documents, which define a set of standard data models. The syntactic piece is defined by a set of OpenAPI 3 documents that show how the standard data models can be manipulated using RESTful web services. This means a group of developers can easily follow a common communication protocol and exchange common data models as part of the same standard. The flexibility of RESTful HTTP services means the BRAPI standard is programming language agnostic and can cover a wide range of use cases. Using BRAPI, we can automate the transfer of data quickly and safely between applications. BRAPI provides a common language that all breeding applications can speak when transferring information. This means we can easily share data between many types of applications and organizations around the world. Having a common language also means we can share existing tools and computational resources within the community. Open source tools that are developed to use the BRAPI standard can be easily integrated with other BRAPI compliant applications. This allows for much more code reuse and encourages collaborative software projects. BRAPI version 2 was released in March of 2020. Here's a high-level map of all the different data structures BRAPI can handle, organized into four general modules. BRAPI Core deals with trial, organization, and management. BRAPI Germplasm deals with germplasm and accession management. BRAPI Phenotyping deals with trait and observation data. And BRAPI genotyping deals with samples, markers, and sequence data. BRAPI is being used to solve many different use cases by many different groups around the world. Here are a few examples being actively developed within the BRAPI community. With mobile data collection apps, like the KSU Fieldbook, we can download plot layouts and traits directly from a BRAPI-compatible database into a field device. Then, when data collection in the field is finished, we can upload observation data back into that database. When genotyping, we can automate sample data management between the breeding database and the genotyping lab. When the lab is finished processing samples, genotype data can be automatically pulled into a genotype database. When performing downstream analysis, data from multiple different sources can be pulled together using Brappy. Because the analysis engine is using Brappy standard data structures as input, it can be reused by any breeding program with a Brappy compatible database. Braps, or Brappy applications, are small tools and visualizations that can be easily shared and customized. On Brappy.org, there's a growing library of Braps available for anyone in the Brappy community to add to their own breeding system. Each of these use cases allows breeders to focus more on breeding and less on data management without losing the power of modern technologies. At its core, the Brappy project is just documentation. If someone wants to make their application Brappy compliant, it is their responsibility to implement the specification. The specification documents are copied and hosted by three different services: GitHub, Apiary, and SwaggerHub. This gives developers the option to choose their favorite style of documentation, or choose the style that best fits their needs. Links to all the documentation pages are available on Brappy.org. In many cases, the most complex part of any Brappy implementation is mapping proprietary application data to and from the Brappy standard models. This diagram may look different for different programming languages, libraries, or frameworks, but the general recommendations are the same. When implementing Brappy in a client application, it is a good idea to add a request building layer and a response handling layer to the client code stack. The request builder is responsible for translating user actions into standard Brappy service requests. The response handler is responsible for converting standard Brappy data models into data structures the UI can interpret. When implementing Brappy in a server application, it is a good idea to add an object mapping layer to the server code stack. This layer is responsible for translating between the Brappy standard models and the internal database models. By adding these layers, applications can communicate using the standard models without contaminating existing internal code. To help groups develop their own implementations of the Brappy standard, several helpful tools and libraries have been built. All these tools and libraries are built and maintained by the Brappy community of open source developers. The Braps library and the public server list present client and server applications that are pre-built and already Brappy compatible. Brava and the Brappy test server are testing frameworks designed to test Brappy compliance in clients and servers. Code libraries are maintained for JavaScript, R, Drupal, Java, and Python. These libraries are not full implementations, but they are a solid foundation to build from, making it easier to become Brappy compliant. Finally, SwaggerHub has a built-in tool for generating code directly from OpenAPI 3 documentation. This generated code is not perfect and often requires debugging, but they do provide over 25 different languages and frameworks to support a much wider pool of developers. The Brappy community is the true heart and soul of the Brappy project. We gather regularly for international hackathons to develop tools and enhance the Brappy standard. Each hackathon brings a healthy mix of old friends and new faces as new groups are joining the community each year. The Brappy project started as a very small group in 2015. Since then, the community has grown to over 150 software developers, computational biologists, and breeding scientists from all over the world. Currently, Brappy has 36 registered partners and collaborators around the world, with more formally joining the community each year. Each of these groups has contributed their knowledge, time, and resources to making the Brappy project successful. For more information, please visit Brappy.org. A very special thank you to the CGIAR Excellence in Breeding Platform and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for making the Brappy project possible.